Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, that'll be the only upbeat moment on this show for the next 3 hours. No, someone's going to win Heat tickets, though. Heat tickets every hour. Solana's very excited. Miami Heat opened their campaign tomorrow in Orlando. And their home opener is Sunday. Oh, I didn't even realize. What time is the – is it a night game on Sunday?
6 p.m.
All right, so you can watch the watch Dolphins game if you want to, and then catch some Heat basketball.
You say it like that.
Who do they have? They have Orlando Wednesday, and who do they have before the Knicks?
Memphis on Friday, and then they play the New York Knicks Sunday. They play 6 of their first 8 on the road.
So they're going to start 0-3. There's no question. Who do they have after the Knicks?
Why do you say 0-3? There's no question.
Because Orlando's much better than them. Memphis is much better than them. And the Knicks are much better than them.
You think the Heat are trash, man.
No, I think I'm more realistic about them than you are.
That's fair. That's fair, but I don't think they're incapable of competing against some of the better teams in the NBA.
I didn't say that they were incapable of competing.
But you're putting them down for 0-3 no. against three good teams.
Well, what do you have them after those three games?
3-0.
This is a 41-41. They'd be happy.
Who do they have?
No.
After yes. the Knicks, I'm putting you on the spot here because why would you have the schedule memorized?
But. I should. They have the. I'll tell you right now. I know 6 of the first 8 are on the road. They have the Hornets at home on
All
Tuesday.
Right. Okay. Who's on the Hornets?
Nobody.
All right, so there you go.
You got a Hornets win.
You got 1-3, and and you move on from there. I have something. Wait a second. I have something about NBA teams.
You want to hear their road trip after that Hornets game?
Do I?
I don't know if you do. Spurs on the road.
Yeah.
Lakers on the road. Clippers on the road.
I was going to say, are the Lakers very good? I forgot they had Luka.
LeBron is out with butt pain.
That is true.
Pain in the ass.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm playing through it.
And then the Nuggets. Those are the.
They could legitimately start 1-6.
Easily. Well, Solana's looking mad, but easily.
Yahoo. I have this Yahoo story. NBA survival guide. Best and worst case scenarios for all teams in the NBA. You want to know the best and worst? Let me click on the Heat here. Best case scenario for the Heat. This is according to Yahoo. Bam Adebayo, Tyler Hero, and Norman Powell form the foundation of a competitive team. Maybe not one that can contend. This is best case scenario, by the way. Maybe not one that can contend, but competitiveness is key, and they always seem to have it in Miami. That competitiveness is contagious, bro.
Hey.
And the Heat enjoy the fruits in the form of progression from more than one of Kasparis Jakučionis, Kalel Ware, Jaime Jaquez, and Nikola Jovic. They are more than just prospects. They are pieces that can both help the Heat win games in the near term and sweeten any pot for whenever the next superstar becomes available.
So about 500.
Worst case scenario, if everything falls apart, the defense craters in the long-term absence of Jimmy Butler. The offense is no better, even in the presence of Powell, and the Heat are just meh. That meh extends to the younger generation, and there is little more than mediocrity from Jakachonis, Ware, Hakez, and Jovich. Maybe they make another play-in tournament. Maybe they get a lottery pick out of the deal. But it's not a group that inspires a superstar to say, hey, I've been wanting to play in Miami, and now's the time I could win a championship with that roster. Worst case scenario, according to Yahoo.
50 wins would be amazing.
Yeah.
That's what. So 41 and 41 is just.
You want to know what the over-under is on the Hard Rock app? Let me look. Do you know what the season win total is?
I do not. I would guess it's floating around 40, 39 and a half, 40, 41.
Yeah, 500.
Right, but I mean, 50 wins last year is four seed in the East. That's what the Pacers were.
That's what I said.
You don't need, if you're the Miami Heat this season, I mean, Cleveland's going to be good. Can they win in the playoffs? We don't know. They have to prove it to you. The Knicks are going to be good, but are they really a title contender? Maybe in the East right now, but they couldn't beat the Pacers last year. The Celtics, the
Eastern
Conference
Pacers. Finals in the divisional. We're trying to make the playoffs. You're
over
bad,
under.
You're bad-mouthing teams that are – you just said Cleveland's good, but can they win the championship? No, they're going to the playoffs. They're a playoff team.
You want to know what the win total is on the Hard Rock app?
40.
37 and a half.
Too close for me.
37 is what they were a year ago. Mm. That's what they won last year, 37 and 45. And downplay the Jimmy Butler saga all you want. That bleep matters, man. You had a guy who for a month of the season was pretty much telling you, bleep you,
right.
I don't want to play.
Right. But now you also don't have him at all.
You don't.
So, you know what I mean? It's probably equal.
What did you add? A rookie and Casper?
Well, Casper is Jakučonis.
Well, Norman Powell, though.
Norman would be the big
acquisition. But that's not just a acquisition. That's a really good acquisition that they gave up absolutely nothing for.
No, I think it's a great acquisition.
We're not talking about the movement. We're talking about the talent.
They're better this year than they were last year after trading Jimmy Butler, and throughout the entire month-long fiasco that was Jimmy Butler not trying and standing in the corner until finally the Heat had to say, hey, go home. We're starting Haywood Highsmith over you. They're better this season. I'll give you this. It's going to be tough at the beginning. No Tyler Hero. They have to figure out how they're going to run this new offense while still upholding the standard defensively that they need to play at in order to stay in games, and who's their closer. Who's the guy that's going to get the ball? We hope it's Norman Powell, but we have to see how it plays out. So I'm with you. Early on, this might not look great. But to sit here today and say that the Heat aren't better than they were a season ago, I think you're looking at
a season ago with Jimmy Butler? You're only counting the part where Jimmy Butler wasn't part of the team?
No, the team that ended the season last year.
Okay, better than the team that ended the season.
Sure. I got you. Norman and the young guys. And then, but Spo hates Khalil Ware. Who's our other big? Triple J?
Niko Jovic.
Oh, here he goes.
Heat to make the playoffs. No is minus 160. Big favorite. Not even to make the playoffs on the Hard Rock app. Yes is plus 130.
Yeah, people feel like they're a play-in team again. 9, 10 seed. They're going to be fighting for a play-in seed.
Rookie of the year, Jakachonis, plus 5,000. Cooper Flagg, minus 185.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about him.
Did he ever have rookies of the year? Because Spo doesn't like young guys.
He doesn't really love to play rookies.
It's a complicated matter with Spo when it comes to rookies. He'll play them, especially if they're first-round picks. But, man, that leash is so damn short.
You know, I have a bet. I sent it to you guys a while ago, but I did put in a bet. I think it was a bonus bet. Yeah, $10 bonus bet. Zion Williamson to win MVP at plus 15,000.
Because he lost a couple pounds?
He looks like a man.
Oh, Lord. Here he goes.
Zion Williamson. MVP, baby. All right, let's do headlines here. We do have Heat tickets to give away. We'll do it sometime this hour. Every hour we have Heat tickets to give away for Sunday's home opener against the New York Knicks. Headlines here with Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. home of the Pricito. Our lowest price. I got to get this all on one page. Visit them at Duralkia or Duralkia.com.
What's your tech size? Good grief.
You don't have all your stuff in 340 font?
What is your font? God, this.
8 Marchi is back in Boston today, man.
Yeah.
The Florida Panthers.
It's a big one tonight. And they're on a 3-game skid, right? Or is it four games?
4-game skid. They're 0-4 on the first four through the first four games of a 5-game road trip.
That's considered bad usually.
Yeah. Losing 4 straight, I would not define it as good.
Let's see here. Panthers tonight, -150 favorites. Bruins +130 dogs.
Bruins stink too. They're 3-4 right. Also.
And we've stolen their soul many times. How about Brad Marchand? Goal.
Yes.
+165. That might be the play tonight.
Yeah, got to.
Is
right?
+165 only? Yeah. You would think people are hammering that.
Aren't they aren't they going to cheer for him? Or is hockey not like that?
No, I think they're going to cheer for him.
So you have both sides cheering for you.
I don't know, man. Are they? Are they?
I think
cheer
they'll
for him?
Cheer for him if they did equivalent to introductions. They don't usually introduce the road team. They're not going to cheer for him if he scores a goal or if he when he handles the puck. Probably going to be booed.
Yeah, I don't know because.
But I think you're going to see a ton of Marchand jerseys in the crowd.
Yeah, but I guess he didn't ask to go to Florida. He didn't tell the Bruins, "Hey, trade me to Florida." Boston, the front office received a ton of backlash from the fan base for trading him, but also trading him to the Florida Panthers. That was one team.
Which might be one of the reasons that they cheer for him,
right?
Kind of like a Bronx cheer to the organization.
But there was a lot of, I think, hope in Boston, Hawk, that he'd play this season with the Panthers. And then, hey, fun little time, let's go back to Boston, or just go elsewhere. But he has fully assimilated himself.
Well, he won the cup. Had they not won the cup, had they petered out, had he not been embraced by the fans and his teammates or whatever, you may have seen him back in Boston. But you couldn't script a better move from Boston to South Florida for Brad Marchand than what happened last year. Guy's swimming in a blizzard. I mean, a Dairy Queen blizzard. There's no blizzard here. He has a swimming pool filled with Dairy Queen Blizzard, as far as I know from sources, in his backyard.
I don't think so.
I think he does. I think he does. You could take the whole swimming pool, turn it upside down. Nothing's going to come out.
That's where Barky's been icing his knee.
That's right. He just sits in the Blizzard pool.
So that's tonight. You can, of course, listen to the game here, FM 104.3 WQAM, but it's also getting the ESPN treatment tonight.
Yeah, let's go.
That'll go head-to-head against the start of the NBA season. Oklahoma City will raise their banner, and they get the new-look Houston Rockets tonight. Kevin Durant makes his debut with, what, his 17th NBA organization?
Let's see here. Rockets.
Thunder's -6.5.
Yeah, 6.5.
Rockets got a squad.
They're legit
here.
Good.
Yeah.
Legit good.
SGA over under is 32.5. KD 24.5.
Oh, KD over.
You feel like it, right? But does he want to kind of feel out his place in new team, new surroundings, make sure everyone's involved?
In his mind, this is the Houston Durants right now.
You think?
He changed the name on his jersey to Durants.
I don't know.
I'm KD.
Going Amen Thompson over 14.5.
I like that little fella.
What you're going to see are giants on the court in red tonight. First of all, KD going back to Oklahoma City. That factors in because it's OKC.
Still?
I think it does.
Okay.
Because he could have gone back there this offseason, too.
Mm.
It would have been weird. They had just won the title. Kevin Durant.
That would have been funny, actually. I hadn't thought about that. He just keeps going wherever somebody wins a title.
Y'all real good, huh?
Kevin Durant is the shooting guard on this team. Their shortest player in the starting five for Houston is 6'7", which is Amen Thompson.
Mm.
Everybody else is at least 6'11". Everybody.
They got to be favored to win it this year.
Warriors tonight are 3-point favorites on the road in L.A.
Oh, LeBron's out.
Right, but Kate,
Luka.
is playing. Like,
is it just Luka? I don't know. Do they have some dogs over there? Yeah, but little bald haired white dude still, or receding hairline white dude.
How about Jimmy Butler? Over under is 17.5 tonight.
Under,
right?
Well, would he now? Does he do two? LeBron's not there. He has to now step up offensively.
No, he's on Golden State.
I mean, I'm crazy.
Kuminga.
I wouldn't bet a penny.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out where Buddy Hield, Draymond.
Did you see the Jimmy Butler comments?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Throwing some shade.
I don't know, but he does that wherever he goes. He's like, now I'm finally with a good organization, or yeah, hey, you know. But he says that everywhere.
He's gonna talk bad about him. Give him 3 months.
He loves. I mean, if you go further into the comments, he's like, you know, I like someone's got to be the bad guy. Like, he really likes that. He loves that.
Yeah. But I think the comment Heat fans are upset about is him saying, I get to play in this wonderful league with amazing teammates, but being here, they've only got one goal, to keep hanging those things up on the wall. Ain't no hidden agendas.
Yeah,
I read that. What was the hidden agenda? Is it anything? Or like you're saying, he's just making up something nebulous.
Out. That was the agenda. Freeze him out. Sign him to a big contract. Freeze him out. I mean, it's stupid. It's so stupid.
Even anything.
Like, you're telling me that the Heat's agenda wasn't to win a championship? It's why you're here, dummy.
Made you the one. Gave you your money. Come on.
We got the World Series set. Toronto, L.A. Game one's going to be Friday, I believe.
I'm so torn because I'm rooting for Toronto because I like the story and I'm a fan of Rob Pizzola and he lives in Toronto. But I have this game-worn Shohei jersey that I enjoy wearing. So I'm just torn.
The Dodgers are about to win. Just let me break it to you.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's not fair.
Oh, they're loaded.
They
now.
Win every year. The salary
year.
Cap.
They won one year.
They win every year. The salary cap is the lack of salary cap. Their combined roster is $7 billion.
Yeah, but you know what? How'd that work out for the Mets
and the Yankees?
Yeah. Well, Yankees made the playoffs at least. How'd it work out for the Mets? Giant payroll. Bop. Mm-hmm.
Let's go Blue Jays.
All right. Anything else in the headlines?
Be a sweep.
The Dolphins didn't practice today. They're off. Thank God. No comments coming out of
Aronde Ganson, by the way, is going to join us in the next segment. His son, OG the second, went crazy. He broke Chargers lost, but went crazy.
Antonio Gates record.
Yeah. And from what I understand, Antonio Gates was a pretty good tight end.
He was hell, trust me. Don't look at the highlights. Or lowlights of me. That joker was crazy good.
Yeah, but even bad tight ends burned you.
Hey, man, Algie Crumpler was deceptive with his belly.
Anthony Fasano looked like Ronaldo Nehemiah running by you.
I locked down Fasano.
Your weather in South Florida, right now it's 84 degrees. Tonight the lows are going to drop into the low 70s. There is a bit of a disturbance out in the Atlantic, or I guess it's now moving into the Gulf of Mexico. Melissa, I believe, is the name of the storm.
Hawk. Oh, I'm sorry. You were saying the name of the storm. I thought you looked at me and said Melissa.
Yeah, it's Melissa.
Thank you. I thought you forgot where you were. You looked at me and you went, Melissa? No, Hawk. I'm Hawk, and that's my friend Channing.
Melissa sounds nice.
That's too nice a name
she'll
for a hurricane, right?
Melissa.
Right? That's too nice a name, Melissa.
Mimi ain't coming this way.
But was that Andrew like some extremely intimidating name?
It wasn't Melissa.
You could say Andrew aggressive though.
Because what was the
Katrina?
That's an intimidating
name.
Katrina?
Are you joking?
Hey y'all, Katrina's here. Oh, y'all tighten up.
Over Melissa?
Hey, Melissa.
Melissa
arrived.
Brings donuts for the office.
She's not coming. She's about to arrive.
Katrina steals your pocketbook.
Yeah. Katrina slaps children.
All right, that's your weather. It's brought to you by Chill Zone AC. Featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
Let's give away heat tickets before you tell us about Delaware and before Rhonda Gadsden joins us. Let's give away heat tickets. We have heat tickets every single hour. Heat open tomorrow. What time is the game tomorrow? 7?
Tomorrow's at 7 p.m. in Orlando.
And the game Sunday's at 6 p.m.
6 p.m. at the Kaseya Center.
Let's give one pair away to caller number. Got to see what the script says. What's that?
I might make it Sunday. I'm a single dad this weekend.
I'll give you $1,000 if you end up at the Heat game Sunday night. Because
I'm a single father. My wife's going to Atlanta for a music festival. Yeah. I got the kids by myself. That'll be a great daddy thing to take all of my kids to the Heat game.
Somehow I feel like one of your family members is going to end up watching the kids while you're a Tootsie.
Well, you know, when I go to Heat games, I don't actually watch the game. I go to the club downstairs.
What caller number do you want to take? What number does Jimmy Butler wear for the Warriors?
Is he not 22? Up there, I was going to say number 12.
4?
Drew Smith.
Who are you going to attach yourself to this year?
Drew Smith.
Is it still Nico Jovic?
Oh, he
Nico Jovic. Love Nico Jovic. Drew Smith.
Okay.
So which caller number do we come up with?
12 for Drew.
All right. Caller 12 for Drew Smith, 305-567-0560. What are you going to tell me? He changed his number?
No, Jimmy Butler's 10 in Golden State.
Oh.
Yeah. Right. Let's go with 12.
We'll go with 12. Yeah. The hell with that guy. Did he do anything funny for their media day?
No, he did not.
Didn't do emo Jimmy. He's locked in now that he's with a quality organization.
He's locked in over there. Yeah, okay. No hidden agendas. Yeah.
Media day seemed like he attacked the Heat.
Yeah.
Seemed like that was his agenda.
305-567-0560, caller number 12, 305-567-0560. Rhonda Gadsden, Sr., is going to join us in the next segment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Khalil?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Ronda Gadsden is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Of course, I want to talk Dolphins with him, but we keep getting caught up talking about his son, Ronda Gadsden the second, because, you know, he keeps doing something new. Has his first reception, has his first good game. Now he scores his first touchdown and has a game that the NFL is tweeting about off their NFL Twitter account with, like, you know, a million or 10 million followers, however many that he's got. Aronde, that had to feel great as a dad for, you know, to watch your son put up those kind of numbers in an NFL game in his rookie season.
Yeah, no, it was definitely something I didn't expect, and I'm screaming and jumping at the TV for him to run and score and get down and get up. And, you know, it was great to see him, you know, out there, you know, having fun. I know he was super tired, but, you know, he tried to get his team the W. Didn't happen. Would have been much sweeter with the W, but hey, you know, he had a great game.
And he beat Antonio Gates' record. If they threw him the ball a couple more times on me, I think he would have been harder to beat that record. But that has to be crazy to hear that he is now.
Or he'd have had it in one reception.
But he not just OG. Yeah, I know you and Hawk were doing it during camp, talking about, yeah, well, we're just praying that he makes the team, bro.
We were not praying that he made the team. I was trying not to jinx him by just counting him on the team. I was just not jinxing him. Everyone knew Ronda Gadsden was making the team.
Jinx nothing. He just beat a Hall of Famers record, and Antonio played for about 12 years in damn San Diego.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, I haven't seen everything. They were like, yo, your whole career, your best game was 153, and he got it in seven games. He beat you. I'm like, yo, what this got to do with me, bro? This ain't got nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying? It's got nothing to do with me. But, yeah, man, he had a good game. I didn't know about the Gates record. I didn't even know about the, you know, rookie tight end record, period. You know, last 40 years, no tight end. But, you know, he was – out there, you know, doing his thing. I mean, I've seen it, you know, at Syracuse a few times. I mean, it wasn't a surprise of what he can do. It's just that, you know, they let him go, and he got in there on some plays, and they were behind, so they had to pass the ball. It didn't help, you know, that we didn't run the ball but two times in the second half. But it worked out. You know, I called him, congratulated him, told him I'm proud of him, told him, you know, to get in the cold tub. You need to sleep for 10 hours because they had a quick turnaround. They played, you know, the Thursday night. So it's all good. But you know how it is. That week's over. You get 24 hours to roll with that. Now you got to get ready for the next game. So that's just part of being a professional. But once again, I'm super proud, super happy, you know. He got a quarterback, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't even have to – you don't really have to move too much with the ball. Like, right to the touchdown, like he had to drop it, really. You know what I mean? Like, and so I'm excited about that, and I'm excited where he is, and I'm happy, not too much a fan of that gold uniform. But, hey, listen, they did pretty well with it.
Man, tell him go back to the table, renegotiate.
Yeah, you know. Listen, I didn't expect him to rise the chart that fast, but you know what I mean. Like I'm still counting on Disley and Conklin to come on and give us a break a little bit. You know what I mean.
I was texting on my text thread with my wife and my son as OG was doing his thing. My son, unfortunately, though, has Ladd McConkey in his fantasy league. And he's like, right, this dude's stealing everything from Ladd McConkey. He's not getting the receptions that I need.
No, they would say that. It's the second week in a row I've lost by under 10. And he they were like, in my league, they were like, what dad leaves their son on the bench with 32 points? What dad does
you
that?
Left him on the bench?
With 32 points. And guess where he will stay for the rest of the year? On the bench.
Yeah, you don't want to rock that boat now. Yeah.
You know, we just play fantasy football. He catching for real out here, so he will stay on the bench. Guess what? Nobody else got him, so we cool. We cool with it. I'm cool with it.
That's
cool
with it. Yeah, you got to let him ride the bench until you need a change. Yeah. You say he's got a quarterback. Let's look at the Dolphins here for a second, OG. So the Dolphins quarterback, I don't know if you saw his QBR, but it was three.
20.
It was three. 20. He would have. He'd give you half his salary for 20. It was three. What would you get? And I know Mike McDaniel said yesterday he's going to start this coming Sunday against Atlanta. Would you have given any serious thought to maybe not benching him for the season, but just giving him a week off to kind of, I don't know, get right? You know what I mean? Where, hey, you go with Quinn Ewers or Zach Wilson and you say to him, like, no, you wouldn't do that.
Nah. He got the money. He wanted to be the leader of the team. You know, this is what comes with it. You know what I mean? You got to right the ship. Nobody gave Matt Stafford a break in Detroit when they was sucking, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, after Megatron left, like, nah, you the guy. Stand in the paint. You know what I mean? You got to figure it out. Like, you know, it's tough. We know it's tough, but that's why you get paid the big bucks. You know what I'm saying? You got to figure it out on your, you know, for yourself. And I, you know, he gave us the LeBron James. You know, I go home to my kids, and then, nah, you got to figure it out, bro. You got to figure it out. Like, you got to stand in the paint and figure it out, because that ain't working. You know that's not stopping you from throwing three picks a game. You know what I mean? Like, we all got kids. We all love to see our kids when we get home, but you got a job to do, and you're not doing it effectively, and that's the point. Like, you know, you brought everybody into the locker room. You know, you would think as a player, as a competitor, if you said that, then later in the week you got to apologize. I'm going to come up and light the Browns.
Right.
I'm going to throw for 427 yards and six touchdowns. I'm going to run one even. I'm going to run one and get up and spike the ball. Didn't happen. So you got to figure it out. You got to figure it out, man. I feel for him. I know it's tough, but, you know, this what you want. You know, it's not always, you know, rainbows and sunshine. You know, you got to really sometimes dig deep, and that's where he has to dig deep, because you're not talking about now. You're talking about, you know, come April, you know, whether you want to be here, the coach is going to be here. You know, you got a lot of people depending on you. You know, like, I'm pretty sure Mike McDaniel not getting much sleep, and he hoping that Tua can help him, you know what I'm saying, get out of this hole. But it's tough. But no weeks off. Mm-mm. No weeks off.
Get to work.
Yeah, get to work. Figure it out. You got to figure it out. Like, you know, I just think he, you know, he has the ball. He got to do more running. Like, I get it. I get it. You know, listen, nobody's going to get upset if you go out on your shield. You know what I mean? But if you running laterally, not to pass the line, to throw the ball so you don't get hit, nah, it's third and four. Get the 4 yards, man. What you doing? Like, you know what I mean? So it's.
But OG, you're saying he's got to get it done, and he's the guy. I'm with you, but how? Because he doesn't look mentally like he's in a position to lead a team. He's saying all the wrong things at the press conference. He's getting killed and being called a rat for calling out his teammates. And then physically, I mean, you're saying for him to run, OG, he can't throw the ball 10 yards. He's throwing it a flat.
That's more reason to run.
More reason to run. Like, you got the ball. Like, run. Like, they waiting for the pick. You see the video. The boy said, throw it to me, too. And he threw it to him. Like, you know what I'm
saying? That was wild.
Like,
you see that on social media?
Yeah. You got to run, man. You got to run. Like, you know, trick them. Slide into somebody's knee and get a 15 yards. Something has to happen. Like, I get what you're saying, Solana, but, you know, that's why you get paid the big bucks. This is what you wanted. You wanted to be the, you know, the top money earner. You wanted to be the leader of the team. You wanted to be the quarterback, and you finally got it. So now you have to figure it out. You have to figure it out. Do something that you haven't done before. You know, I tell Aranda every week, you got to stay in there extra and do something. I told him, like, yo, when you do the blocking, I know you're tired, but you duck in your head, and when you duck your head, they swim you and get right by you. I know you're just chipping, but still, you know what I mean? Like, you got to do something. So this week, I don't know, get on a neck machine, hold your neck up or something. You know what I mean? Like, you got to do something that you hadn't done, you know what I'm saying, to get some different results.
Wear a neck brace. Do something.
You know what I'm saying? Like, until Joe Alt them come back or something. But Tua has to do something. And the only thing, like you said, you gonna have to run it, because everybody just waiting for you to throw it to them. They're just backing up. Like, you got to run to bring them up or something. It's just something has to change, because obviously, you know, I've been saying this for 3 years now. Mike McDaniel only got plan A. We throwing the A-chain. Now we throwing the, you know what I'm saying, Waddle. And we might give one or two reverses to Washington, but that's it. That's all we got. That's all we're going to have. You know, Waddle might catch one or two just to shake it up. But other than that, we're going back to A-chain and looking for Waddle. He has to figure it out. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
I'm with OG. Run. Just run.
Yeah.
Run.
Run. Until somebody catches him.
That's all right.
What about when that linebacker comes over that he doesn't see coming?
Well, get tackled, and then they make a decision then, but run.
When he gets tackled.
Slide.
Naked boots. Run.
I'm betting over 0.5 yards every week.
I have been. Like, I've cashed that ticket 7 weeks.
Yes, every week. Give me 2 yards. I'm a winner.
OG, something as we talked about earlier where Xavier Howard brought up week one. He told the Colt, man, pack the paint. He's throwing everything inside. He can't throw the outside routes. And you see these teams keep throwing them quick outs. They'll get an 8 yard. You watch last night, man, all four teams throw them quick outs to get them quick 6-7 yards on first down. Did they catch up? Because it's either two things with that, where they just always throw inside the hashes. Did they figure out McDaniel's offense, or can McDaniel not call those plays because Tua ain't got
– 3 years ago.
Tua ain't got that howitzer that he can throw them quick outs on time where you can get them quick 6 yards easily.
Three years ago they figured out. Because you know why? Because it's a timing offense, and that hasn't changed. Tua's used to – 1-2-3 step, throw the ball, and you know he timed it up with Tyreek because of his speed. Now he got to learn, you know, the nuances of another receiver, you know, in that position. Now Waddle is still there and A-chain is still there, but you know if he can learn how to do the fake reverse, flip the ball behind his back, he can throw the out. He's got to practice it. I mean, he can throw out. He got to be able to throw a flat route. You know, the tight end's fake block and then go to the flat. He has to be able to do that. You know, but they ain't falling for it. That's the whole point. They're not falling for it because, you know, nobody, they already know, like in the game against the Chargers, when they kicked the field goal and kicked off, they kicked it out of bounds. Like, usually some people let them return it so they can run some time off the clock, but, like, they kicked it out of bounds because they're like, we want to see Tua throw the Hail Mary. Let's see him throw it. It ain't going to reach the end zone. It's not. You know what I'm saying? Just not. Like, you send, you know, rush 3, drop 8. Like, you know, we rushing all 10, drop 1. Like, he's just not going to throw it that deep. So they know it. He's got to practice it. He's an NFL quarterback, got $200 million. He got to be able to throw it out. Like, he just has to be. But they're not changing it. That's not in the offense. That's not a play in the offense. Hadn't seen it. Like, the out route is fake the run, spin around, and throw the flat to 18, right, who you now just faked. You know what I'm saying? Like,
get the attention on him and then give him the ball.
It's going to him. It is going to him. Yeah, however you want to package it, it's going to him.
Yeah, fake him the ball, Tua do the fake spin around and throw it back to 18, you know, behind two blockers. I don't know what else to tell you. You know what I mean? It just seems like, you know, we don't have anything else, and every week it happens. Like, we get into a rut where they know, like, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure it out. I figured it out 3 years ago. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it definitely doesn't work on the road. We get a little house at home just because everybody's like, I don't know, they got to try something different at home because they need a win, you know, a flea flicker or something. You know, but they don't. And, you know, we just get behind the chains, and that's real terrible because the quarterback doesn't run. Like, think of all the quarterbacks that sit in the pocket. Either they hurt or they got a losing record. Like, you know what I'm saying? You have to. Quarterbacks, they got to run. They just have to.
Oronde,
the defense are too good.
Gadsden, we love you. OG the second, 38.5 yards is his over-under for Thursday night against the Vikings. 3.5 is the receptions over-under for Thursday night. And Aronde,
anytime. I was a bad man, I know which one I take.
Aronde, anytime touchdown is +230. See you, OG.
Remember the first game when it was plus 15?
Yes. They seem to have caught up with how he's getting used. Because I had it, and he was inactive, but I remember I had it.
Right, you had it. Like, we'll one of my neighbors had it, 100 to win 17,000. Like, oh, wow. Right.
We'll see you, OG.
All right, man. Yeah, I'll take it easy.
There you go. Rondé Gadsden. Let me talk about a new roof. Hopefully you don't need one, but if you do, I've got the guy, Party Peter, at Perfect Choice Roofing. They've got you covered. I've had to replace a roof on my home before, and you want to use a company that is reputable and a company you can trust, and that is Perfect Choice Roofing. Just remember the website, roofhotline.com, Perfect Choice Roofing. They offer instant range estimating, so you can get a price range of your roof within 30 seconds and see different roof options at the same time. You just start at the website, roofhotline.com. Maybe you don't need an entire new roof, maybe just some repairs. Any homeowner knows, you know, a couple shingles go bad here and there. Maybe you hired a pressure cleaning company, they ruined some shingles or tiles on the roof. You don't want to let that become a major problem. And trust me, that will become a major problem. So take care of it now by going to roofhotline.com. Party Peter and roofhotline.com have you covered. There is no job they can't do. So again, whether it's an entire new roof or just a repair, Party Peter and Perfect Choice Roofing have you covered. Go to that website right now. It is roofhotline.com.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I gave up squirrel meat.
Oh, good for you. That'll be tough to keep.
I'm Mario Cristobal, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes. Congratulations to WQAM on its move to FM. You can now hear our games on FM 104.3. Go Canes.
WQAM, broadcasting live from the Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall Studios. Edmore Sawgrass Buick GMC's entire inventory is on sale and all backed by Morse. Click EdmoreSawgrassBuickGMC.com to start shopping. GMC, we are professional grade.
This October, make time for the important things. 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer. Early detection can change everything. All month long, WQAM and Bears Furniture are here to remind women to schedule screenings, ask questions, and take care of your health. Men, please let the women you love in your life know as well. Visit WQAM.com for resources on prevention and early detection. This reminder is sponsored by Bears Furniture. Together we furnish hope. For over 80 years, Bears Furniture has served our community with care. And today, we proudly support breast cancer awareness.
Traffic on WQAM is sponsored by Lexus of Kendall and Lexus of West.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.